Households that repeatedly dump the wrong things, such as glass or plastics, in their green bins could face fines if a group of recyclers get their way. Frank Harney, Victorian Chairman of the Australian Organics Recycling Association. Frank, what's the... Good morning to you. What's the current situation if I put bottles in my green bin, let alone why would I?
Yeah, good morning, Ross. Look, does a bottle look like a piece of lawn clipping? Like, at the end of the day, we want to compost this product, and that's a, you know, it's a good news story out of the recycling, the organics. We want to make compost to put back into the gardens and back into the agricultural industry, and unfortunately, glass and plastic don't compost.
Well, what can you do about these people who put that sort of thing in their compost bin?
Well, you know, naturally, the first thing you start with is education and try and make them aware that, you know, putting one little bit of contaminant in one bin, they mightn't think very much, but when a thousand bins gets to a composting facility, it's a hell of an air.
How does the education process work for someone who puts glass in a green bin? Does the education goes, are you an idiot? Don't put glass in a green bin. Is that it?
Well, that could be how you can learn it, yeah. Like, it's, other recycling, you can understand. Sometimes there's some confusion between two types of plastic, but like you've done a lot of things, it's not hard to tell the difference between a plastic bag and a lawn clipping.
Why do we seem so reluctant to embrace recycling as a concept? It is simply what our grandmothers would have called not wasting things. But now it seems to have become politicised, so that recycling is politicised, that if you actually express any interest in recycling, you'll be branded a commo lefty.
Yeah. Look, it's one of those things where we want to achieve it, and I think people feel a bit misled in that some of the recycling is going to landfill, and they think, well, why should I bother? The shame of that is, well, you should bother, because whatever way you go, you want to save things. So I don't know how we get that through this day and age. We've grown up, you know, mobile phones, and we've grown up in a very wasteful society where everything is just thrown out and we don't reuse it. So we've just got to get back to, it's not all about warm and friendly, it's about common sense. And
exactly.
And we've just got to encourage people that, and especially in the organic space, because it is a good news story. The product is getting reused. It does make good compost, and if we can keep that bit of contamination out of those bins, then none of it will go to landfill. We can use every part of that green waste, providing it's all organic.
Does organic recycling include food waste? That is, that food that's in the house that isn't eaten.
Correct. If your council is running the FOGO system, or the food and green organics, so yes, it does include your food scraps and everything else, which makes great compost for fertilising agricultural land.
Okay. Benzo, does your council allow you to include food waste in your green bin? I don't think mine does.
No, I don't think so.
Does yours, Frank?
I'm actually out in a rural site, so I throw my stuff straight in my own compost. But
yeah.
Look, all councils are slowly converting. So some councils are straight green waste, and various ones are changing over to the FOGO system. So it depends what council you're in. Each one's got different things. The main thing with that is, yeah, we've got to make sure that too, we've got capacity to compost it when it comes around. So the industry's growing immensely, and we've got to be able to cope with that stuff, and we've got to cope with it correctly. So, and that all starts with people doing the right thing right at the front end.
Good on you, Frank. Frank Harney, Victorian Chairman of the Australian Organics Recycling Association. You don't, I don't. I asked Kate whether she did, and she said she doesn't have a green bin. So there are some councils that don't have green bin. We can't find anyone here who has a system where the council says you can put your food waste in your green bin.
Mm.
Instant Radio Solutions time, 96900 693. 6 to 8 on 3W.